What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hey you guys, get ready for an all new episode of News Bites. I'm Jacob Ingram.
And I'm Nancy Sun.
In today's news, aftershocks from the April 3rd Hualien earthquake could last for a year.
And an Italian city wants to ban gelato and pizza sales after midnight.
And in today's tasty tidbit, the shortest commercial flight in the world.
Stay tuned for more on those stories coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
中央气象署提醒，余震可能持续一年。
CWA says aftershocks could last for a year.
On April 3rd, a severe earthquake shook the island of Taiwan and devastated Cuihui Hualien. Since then, there have been lots of aftershocks, 余震. Aftershocks are typical after major earthquakes.
They can keep on happening for days, weeks, or even months. From April 22nd to 23rd, there were over 100 quakes. Many of them reached magnitude Guimo 4. Some reached magnitude 5, and two reached magnitude 6. According to the Central Weather Administration, these quakes were the aftershocks of the April 3rd earthquake.
The aftershocks were primarily in northern Hualien County, but now they have moved southwards. Based on the experience of the 1999 Jiji earthquake, Jiji 大地震, or the 921 earthquake, more aftershocks might happen over the next 6 months to a year.
The recent aftershocks in April 22nd and 23rd were felt more strongly than those over the last 2 weeks.As a result, some buildings that were already damaged by the original April 3rd quake were damaged even more. Some buildings that were already tilting, 倾斜, collapsed completely.
The agency explained this was because these aftershocks were shallow, 浅, and their epicenters, 震央, further inland, 内陆. According to the Seismological Center, 地震中心,Aftershocks of a significant earthquake tend to dissipate, 消散, over time. However, there would be sudden high-magnitude aftershocks due to stress adjustments.
Therefore, there might be another large earthquake, but it would unlikely reach magnitude 7 or higher. Due to the expected aftershocks and the upcoming rainy season, officials are advising people not to go to mountainous areas, as there could be a risk of landslides.
Shanbong.
In the event of an earthquake, the agency urges everyone to follow these three steps. Drop onto your hands and knees, cover your head and neck, and hold on until the shaking stops.
地震发生时，遵循地震保命三步骤：趴下、掩护、稳住。
Going global，
意大利城市将禁止深夜销售意式冰淇淋及 pizza。
Italian city to ban gelato and pizza sales after midnight. What kind of food would you want to have when you visit Italy? Many would choose pizza and gelato.Everyone knows what pizza is, but what about gelatos?
Well, it's a type of Italian ice cream. It's similar to regular ice cream, but it's made with more milk than cream, which gives it a smoother texture. Gelato also has less air whipped into it compared to ice cream, making it denser and richer in flavor.
跟一般冰淇淋相比，意式冰淇淋里面的空气较少。使它更加浓郁，风味更加。
Pizza and gelatos are two of the most iconic representative 代表性 foods in Italian culture. Having a late night gelato is important 非常重要的 to many Italians. It's also an experience for the millions of tourists who visit Italy. But now, an Italian city is planning to ban the sale for takeaway food and drink at nighttime.
You're probably wondering which city? Well, it's Milan. Milan? Milan is Italy's second largest city and fashion capital. Milan officials say the ban is necessary to reduce late-night noises in residential areas.
Under the ban, food establishments would not be allowed to serve food and drinks between 12:30 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Marco Granelli, a Milan city official, said our objective is to seek a balance between social ability, 社交, and entertainment and the peace and health of our residents.
However, critics are against the ban. They say the decision violates 违反 Italian culture. 有人反对这个决定，批评它违反意大利文化。One critic called Barbieri mentions that most young people in Milan go out for dinner after 10 p.m., especially during summertime, when it's too hot to go out during the day.
Barbieri agrees that some residents are disturbed by the noise, but he says there are other ways to go about making it quieter during nighttime, as opposed to an outright ban on takeaway food and drink.
他说除了直接禁止外带饮食，还有别的法儿可以让夜晚更安静。
He said the city has many areas that are perfect for late-night food that won't disturb residents.
This is not the first time that officials tried a late-night food ban. In 2013, a similar ban was dropped due to public backlash, 反弹. There was even a protest 抗议 movement known as Occupy Gelato.
要在居民权益及商家利益之间取得平衡本来就不容易。
Critics hope that the authorities can come up with a plan that benefits both parties.
The recap.
So, in today's News Bites, aftershocks from the April 3rd Hualien earthquake could last for a year. Authorities urge the public not to go into mountain areas due to aftershocks and the rainy season.
And an Italian city wants to ban gelato and pizza sales at night time. Milan officials suggest the noise is disturbing residents. Critics say the ban goes against Italian culture. Critics say there are other ways to go about making it quieter during night time.
And in today's tasty tidbit, did you know that the world's shortest commercial flight is in Scotland?
It's a 2-minute journey from Orkney Islands, Westray to Papa Westray in northern Scotland.
And that's it for today's episode of News Bites. If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news story you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode.We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.